for CJMQ, and we're talking with Willie Mack today. So welcome, Willie.
Hey, thanks. How's it going?
Going fine. And you?
It's going great. Down here in Nash, Vegas, the sun is shining and life is wonderful.
Okay, that's great. Now, you were born in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You grew up in Chico, Texas. Now, you're very involved in Canadian country music. Would you like to tell our listeners how you got involved in that?
Yeah, it does sound like a confusing story, but basically, I came up here to Nashville and started writing songs when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
And after I'd been writing for a couple of years, I started getting a few songs recorded in Canada by artists like Adam Gregory and Brad Johnner, and really kind of opened up my eyes to the Canadian music scene. And then I started getting to meet all these guys and got to be friends with Dave and Chris from Doc Walker and Johnny Reed. And then my path led me to Jason McCoy, and we became really good friends and wrote songs together. And he said, "Hey, man, let's go to Canada and let me cut some songs on you. Let's see what happens."
Mm-hmm.
We cut the first five songs off that last record, Headlights and Tailpipes. And it's been an amazing 18 months, and here I am now. So.
Okay. Now, do you claim that was the album to your fame, Headlights and Tailpipes?
Well, yeah, that's kind of the one that I had put out a record 4 or 5 years ago in Texas. It was more just a regional record down there, and this was the one that opened up, it basically opened the doors for me in Canada, and the open road was really nice to put it out, and they really believed in it, and it just kind of gave me an opportunity to get out there on the road and meet a lot of wonderful people and play my music.
Okay, great. Now, you're based in Nashville, Tennessee right now, are you not?
Yes.
Okay. Right. But you are doing a lot of touring in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, last year I feel like I was there more than I was here. I feel more Canadian than Texan anymore.
Okay, that's great. Maybe we'll get you as a permanent citizen here.
Hey, yeah, sounds good.
Okay, now you have how many albums to date right now?
Well, I really just got the one out in Canada, and my new record, I just put out that first single called Love Like That, and the record comes out in June, mid-June.
Okay, so that's exciting. A new album coming out.
Yeah, I'm actually cutting the last 4 or 5 songs next week.
Okay, good. Tell us about that. Did you co-write any of the songs with any of the Canadian artists?
Yeah, all of them, actually. I've got a new song I just wrote with Derek Bertan. We're going to cut next week. And another one that Jason McCoy and I wrote.
Mm-hmm.
One with Jake Matthews. And I just got a bunch of my buddies. I got them all together, and we just wrote a bunch of songs. And I feel really good about them. So we're going to cut them and see what happens.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Good. I read that one of your quotes is, Canada has something that Nashville doesn't have right now, and that's an identity. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. You know, when I started coming to Canada, I just fell in love with the music scene up there because it's so refreshing. There's so much variety. And Nashville is a great place. There's great musicians, great songs, and lots of wonderful folks here, but a lot of the music starts to sound a lot alike, you know. A lot of the same players play on the same songs, you know, written by the same writers, and it kind of has a sound to it. Well, when I got to Canada, it's like, man, you got the Rock and Road Hammers on one side, you got Cor Blunt kind of doing his quirky cowboy thing over here, and you got Johnny Reed with the soul in the middle, and it's just like, wow, this is awesome. I'm just thrilled to be involved, you know.
Okay, great. Now, how would you describe your own music?
I would just call it rock and country music, you know. Rock and Texas country is basically what it kind of is. You know, it's got some Steve Earle and some Dwight Yoakam in it, and then it's got, you know, some mainstream in it as well. It's kind of a mixture of all the things I grew up loving, and Springsteen and Tom Petty, and a little bit of all that mixed in the middle.
Okay, great. Now, are you going to be going on tour this summer, Willie?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be doing some summer festivals this summer, starting in June, and trying to hit as many of those as possible, and then I'm not sure what we'll do in the fall. We'll see what happens.
Okay, great. Now, you have a website. Would you like to give directions to our listeners to the website? It's quite a website, too.
Oh, thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, y'all come check it out. It's willymack.com, willimack. And then my MySpace is myspace.com/willymackmusic. And then, of course, I got a Facebook site that I really try to keep in touch with everybody. So come on, send me a message. Keep in touch. I'll talk to you that way.
That's great, Willie. Now, anything else you wanted to say about yourself or your music?
No, you know, I'm just thrilled to be here, honestly. I every day I count it a blessing to get to do music and get to do something I love for a living. And I just absolutely love coming out on the road and getting to meet so many wonderful people and people that come up and tell me that, you know, my song really spoke to them, or that one of my songs is their ringer for their cell phone or something. And it really just makes my day, and I'm just very thankful to be here.
That's great. Good. I read a little bit of a story about this man in the restaurant that came up and complimented you on your children. So and you thought that sounds like a great line for a song.
You know, it's funny. Some of the best song ideas you ever get are just in conversation with somebody, or someone will say something to you just you don't expect, you know. And one day, our kids were younger then. They were, I think, 4 and 1. And now they're older. Gosh, they're 9 and 6. So time's flying by.
Mm-hmm.
But it was one of those days as a parent, you're just wishing that the check would come because your kids are being so loud that people are looking and food is flying and you're just embarrassed, you know. And he came up and he said, I just wanted to tell you that your children are beautiful, and these are the golden years right now when you're raising your kids. So enjoy them while you can, because the golden years aren't old. You know, when you get old like me, it's when you're raising your babies, you know. And I thought, what a wonderful thing to say. And I wrote that down, and it inspired one of my singles, actually.
That's great. Good. Well, thank you very much, and all the luck with your music, Willie.
Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful talking to you.
Thank you. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Next up, it's Willie Mack singing Golden Years.
Sunday afternoon, in a corner booth, my son was squirming in his high chair. My daughter had mashed potatoes in her hair. When a sweet old man with wrinkled hands said, "What beautiful babies you have. Just had to come over and tell you that these right here are the golden years. The first steps when they stumble, first words that they mumble, first ball that they fumble, and they try to hide the tears or send a Cinderella palace. The bike he learns to balance. Take a look around, yeah, right now are the golden years. He said you're gonna blink and he'll be 17. He'll have a hot date, wanna borrow your keys, and grow in one of those crazy goatees. And daddy's little girl with pretty blonde curls will be wearing mascara and talking on the phone, and all the little boys won't leave her alone. And you'll look back here at these golden years. The first steps when they stumble, first words that they mumble, first ball that they fumble, and they try to hide the tears or Cinderella palace. The bike he learns to balance. Take a look around, yeah, right now are the golden years. So take too many pictures and don't forget to laugh. Right now you don't know it, but someday you'll look back at the first steps when they stumble, first words that they mumble, first ball that they fumble, and they try to hide the tears or Cinderella palace. The bike he learns to balance. Take a look around, yeah, right now are the golden. But go.